Thank you, Thijs, for your insightful, powerful keynote. We invite three additional stakeholders in this business, and welcome to the stage Pascaline, Thomas, and Dominic.
Yeah, check. That's
all right. So thank you for your time, and then we can discuss about smart hospitality and technology. Pascaline, you are responsible for business development by Gemais AG, that's correct, and you create 3D experience with holograms and AI avatars. Is that correct?
That's correct, das stimmt, ja.
Perfect. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about your business, about your vision, about of your idea of hospitality, and how you can add this in hotels.
In English, German...
Sorry, so we can switch between English and German, but if you can want, you can answer in English.
Okay. Yeah, so hello, everybody. Nice to meet you. I'm Pascaline from Gemais. We founded a company 8 years ago with the goal to create immersive experiences, especially for brands, also for companies in different industries. And we are doing like holograms, AI avatars, and mixed reality experiences. Maybe you had the opportunity outside with the VR glasses. That's something we do. And what connection do we have to the hospitality industry is, so we recently did a field research with the Fachhochschule Graubünden in two hotels. Because we felt we did a lot of AI avatar projects in the past 2 years, but we felt we really need to do some research to find out what's really the social acceptance of that with the guests. And it was really interesting to see the response of the guests. Of course, I can share some of the insights maybe later.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Thomas. Thank you and welcome here on the stage. You are CEO of Zebotics, right? And you create or you developed service robots, exactly.
We don't create, but we sell the robots. Independent with which brand we do offer to the clients, because it depends really to the need from the clients. And we started this 5 years ago, direct in the pandemic. Corona pandemic, because the need was really big. They had no employees anymore and needed a solution to bring food from the kitchen to the table. And later on, we started also in the cleaning environment. And today we sell cleaning solutions, robotic solutions to a lot of hotels, but also in other industries like elderly care homes, nursing homes, and today we have different robots, and we do also the integration with elevators, because it's a big need. Hotels don't have mostly only one floor, and the cleaning robot can go on other floors and can clean the floor.
Okay, thank you for your description. Dominic, also a warm welcome here on our stage as well. So you are CEO and founder of Fusion Kitchen AG, right? Your vision is change food delivery with a mix of ghost kitchen and partner restaurants. Please tell us, what do you mean with them?
So we believe that in a world where you can fly to the moon, restaurant delivery needs to be much, much better. And so we actually tackle two problems. So one is the quality and the brands that we create the menus that people want to order often. And on the second, on the other hand, we work with restaurant kitchen or hotel kitchens together that face challenges of having actually idle resources, chef just standing there, maybe not being as productive as they could be. So we really bring the maximum productivity to existing kitchens and use them as our production kitchens to kind of solve the problem for hotels or for restaurants, for takeaways to have their highest paid resource, the staff, be as effective and as efficient as possible.
Okay, you told me you are based in Zurich and you are also operated here in Switzerland. Are also you available in the rest of European countries?
For the moment, we are based in Switzerland. We have roughly 100 locations or restaurant partners or hotel partners that work and produce some of our virtual restaurant brands. But we are looking at some international expansion soon.
Okay, Thijs, question to you, if you heard about this. So maybe that could be an option for your smart hospitality concept, or what do you think about that?
I definitely think that right now, where I operate, it's very difficult to find chefs. They are also very expensive. So I definitely think that this product would be very enjoyable to use at one of our hotels, because with guest satisfaction there's also the F&B, and today it's quite hard to find like chefs that wants to do hotel food and like, you know, the breakfast and so on.
Yeah.
But having these, like, I could imagine it's like more or less pre-packed. So it also sounds very cost easy to track how much each thing costs.
Okay, that's good to know. Pascalina, so my question to you directly is, can digital tools like a hologram or like an avatar really connect with guests emotionally? You know what I mean?
That's a good question. So what we see is, because we create 3D avatars, so it's not just the common 2D avatars. They have like a room-alike appearance, I would say. And what we see there, that it makes a difference if there's a person like as a hologram, like in the room, compared to if you have it just on a mobile or a, we also did a test with the VR glasses, but this was not really socially accepted yet. It's probably because of the big glasses, which are not like the small ones yet, which we hope are coming soon. Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you another deep dive question, right? So how do you make sure your tech is useful, right? And not just a cool experiment, right? So
yeah, it's a good question, which we often get asked by our customers. To be honest, at the moment, it's really kind of a experimentierfeld. Companies try to experiment with artificial intelligence, with avatars, but they do not know yet how they really can use it usefully for their business. And I think it always has to have an added value so that you can really to have a good return on invest, because you have some invest in the technology, of course, in the programming of an avatar and stuff, but if you see what you can get in return, so Thijs really explained it in their hotels, that you get more efficient, all the tasks which are repetitive, such as a lot of guests ask the same questions, such as when are the lunch times, dinner times, when are the check-in, check-out times, what can I do in the area here? These are repetitive questions which an AI avatar can really respond well. And what we saw in our tests with it, that guests really respond positively to the multilingual ability of an avatar, so that you can ask questions in your mother tongue, which might not be German, English, but maybe Arabic or Chinese. This creates a lot of emotions, maybe coming back to the other question, which is really interesting to see. But the technology still needs to evolve, but it gets better quite quickly. What we see, every month there is a new tool coming out, or a new avatar technology getting better and better. And the better it gets, the more added value it creates. So,
Okay. Thijs, let's go a little bit deeper and straightforward to the cost, right? So you add some technology in your own hotels in Scandinavia, for example. Tell us, how much is it?
Well, I mean, technology is definitely not not cheap. I think with everything that you do, especially in the hospitality industry, I mean, you know how high cost salaries and so on. A hotel is never closed. So yeah, you just need to like see on like what do you want as a return? Is it do you think that this hologram, does it help with the guest satisfaction? Does your employees do you kill a repetitive task? Yeah, it's a difficult word. At the end of the day, you just need to look on how much time you can actually kill, and that time should be used on the guests.
But you can't tell us exactly cost figure.
I cannot tell you exactly how much you're gonna save, but I think it's up to each individual purchase to see if it makes sense.
Okay. Let's go back to the human touch, Thomas, right? It's an automation. It is danger for a real job, for example, and how do you talk about that with your teams? For example, if you go in a hospital, in a hotel, right? And how is the first touch point with your robots?
I say no, it's not dangerous for the jobs, because a lot of venue owners, gastronomy owners, hotel owners cannot or don't find the people for the work. So we jump in this field, in this gap. The robot takes work what they don't find the people for. Yeah. And so I say no. Of course, when I speak with venue owners, they say, hey, this robot takes a lot of jobs, but mostly it's not so. We have enough work in the restaurant and in the hotels, what we can do, but the robots will help us to bring some food, some dirty tables from A to B, or do the cleaning stuff. For example, in the cleaning environment, The robot cannot clean under the chairs, for example. Yeah, it's not possible. Not yet. Yeah, of course. So they are happy when the robots do the big floors. Yeah.
Okay, let's think about more than 10, 15, 20 years about robots. Can we talk about with the robots? For example,
you can. Maybe he don't answer, but
maybe in the future, in 10 years or 15 years.
Of course, we can. Then, yeah, we can also talk today with ChatGPT, and it gives a good answer, more or less. And I think when we go 10 years ago, of course, we can. We have a good interaction, human to robot machines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dominic, so one question for you. If we talk about your delivery concept, your business model as well, can food delivery be fast and still feel personal? What do you think about that?
Can food delivery be fast and feel personal? Of course. I mean, you can, with a fully digitalized order process, you can then be able to make the food or prepare the food as the customer wishes. Of course, this is already possible today. If someone in a burger doesn't want pickles or doesn't like cilantro in a bowl, this is already possible today. And even better with the fully digitalized process, where it just diminishes the chance of making any mistakes. And so, actually, what I wanted to say before, I really share the vision of Thijs, where he says, in a hotel or actually in any hospitality business, the whole kind of non-value add task should be completely eliminated. So your staff, and this then will also depend on the segment where you're operating, if it's customer facing front of house task, in your case, can be automated, self-checking, etc. In a five-star hotel, no. But the back of house, even in a five-star, should be completely autonomous. And you asked before what happens in 5, 10, 20 years. Actually, I believe that robots will be so good that in the back of house, the cost of producing will be going to near zero. Cost of delivery will go to near zero. So at some point, maybe even ordering food at home will be much cheaper than you going to Migros and buying your groceries and cooking at home. So I think the future is, it's going to be very interesting.
Okay, thank you. Thijs, go back to you and to your Aden hotels in Scandinavia. Maybe you can us describe your process, the guest journey, right? If a customer arrived in your hotel, and you can tell us how is the feeling?
How's the feeling of like when like the digital guest journey?
Yeah, for example, yeah.
For us, we use a lot of time to plan how the whole guest journey is. And thanks to Muse, they have a very nice digital guest way where we can, where the guests can check in online. We can get the information that we need so they can also get to the hotel room quicker. They can add any kind of preference they have. They can more or less customize their own journey. And we can also later on when they check out, they can do an early, not an early checkout, but they can do, they can check out online so we can see when they are leaving the room. Then we can plan better housekeeping tasks. And most of all, we can reach out to the guests and asking how the stay is for further improvement.
Okay, and I saw on the platform before you have their hologram also in your hotels, right?
Yeah.
You have a connection with your hologram to a PMS system, for example, as well, or you can go more deep dive in the tech stack.
We have a hologram, and just to explain the hologram. It's of course it's a hologram, but you are able to contact our booking department, which will come up in it's a real person. Some people think it's not a real person, and sometimes they are like very rude. They don't understand it's a real person standing behind. But this booking department, and as I also talked about before, we are trying to centralize all of the booking. And yeah, they have access to all systems. So if you are checking in, the booking department can activate any terminal at the hotel. They can also access any key card, key encoder where you make the keys. So we can more or less operate without anyone at the hotel. That is not how we operate. But if we are being a bit futuristic as we are today, we can actually handle guest check-ins without anyone being at the hotel. But we are 24/7 staffed. But yeah.
Okay, so you implemented or you add your tech stack with a human touch, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Pascaline, so what do you think about that? So you developed AI avatars, hologram. How important is it to implement the human touch in the operational process?
So you mean that there is still a real person behind?
Exactly.
Yeah. So actually, we are more evolving the case of a really digital avatar without any humans behind. Then you can really use the whole advantages of the artificial intelligence, because you can really program the avatar with a certain knowledge about the hotel, about the environment, and also this the person is always happy, always in a good mood, and very competent, can have a certain expertise even. And in the future, if we think What's possible next is the big topic of hyper-personalization, so that you can actually personalize the knowledge you have in like in the back programming from the data from the customer you already have. If he had already checked in the past and been to the hotel, I mean, you can use all the data for personal recommendation and stuff, and this is really interesting, we think. And for what we signed a study we did in Graubünden is like all the guests we interviewed said, well, it should not replace the human beings behind the reception, but it should be a completion to that. So such as we mentioned before, if you have repetitive questions, if you go to the reception and there is a check-in or check-out time and you would have to queue for maybe 15 minutes and there would be an avatar who could answer your questions quickly, this would be a real advantage then. So it's more like a completion, what we found out in the study. So people would really respond to that and not completely like replacing the human being. And another interesting insight was that people said, well, I would more expect this solution, the AR avatar in the hotel room. So not in the lobby, but in the hotel room where I can like discuss private stuff or, I mean, my private plans for my free time, for example, in a private environment. This was a really interesting insight. So it has also to do about data security is also a big topic in this case, and this is something we are evolving currently with another project where the customer said, well, we need to have the data locally on a computer and not given into any clouds or any you know, for training purposes for any other AI's machines. And yeah, we're working on that, but I think it's there are a lot of possibilities in the future, but still there needs to be the courage to try and test this kind of possibilities. And what I can offer is we are still working with the Fachhochschule Graubünden on this project, and if there are like hotels interested in taking part in such a study and testing AI avatars, we would be open for that and really test what's possible and where can it be used successfully in the hotel, whether in the lobby or in the hotel room.
Oh, great. Thank you for the nice insight. So maybe you can share their insights with us, so maybe later in a written form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
That would be great. Dominic, I come back to you. What's one food tech idea for hotels should try but haven't yet?
One food tech idea?
Exactly. You know what I mean. So I can repeat again. What on food tech idea hotels should try, right? But haven't yet.
Well, I would say future kitchens, but I'm maybe a little bit biased. Of course, we believe that delivery is a massive opportunity for any restaurant, really, and also hotels. Just in Switzerland, it's $2.5 billion market. Okay. We see some of our partners doing like up to 300 to 500K on top with just their existing infrastructure, existing staff doing burgers, pizza, kebab, you name it. So food delivery, definitely a big opportunity. Yeah, that will be my answer.
Yeah, thank you for this one. A last question for all of you, right? If we talk about smart hospitality, smart technology, what technology will be standard in a hotel in the next 40 years? Or 30 years. So let's beginning with you, Thomas.
I think, of course, cleaning. Cleaning is one point they will automate. And delivery, of course. and many, many more. I think it will be a connected system. Yeah, all people here have his own fields, and I think when we connect everything, yeah, it works much better. For example, we have the cleaning robots or the delivery robots, but we connect it with the elevator, yeah, and maybe with the avatar, and they say, "Hey, robot, come and pick up the luggage," and all this. I think we don't need 40 years for this.
Thank you, Pascalina.
I think the basis for smart hospitality is the data. So the basis for actually all these technologies, and so probably there is still a lot of potential to for the hotels to grow and to collect the data better, so that you can use it effectively for AI avatars or for robot solutions. What we see now with AI is that this really pushes a lot of other technologies. So, yeah, AI is the big topic, in my opinion.
Okay, so your takeaway is data is the new gold, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Thijs, what do you think about the hospitality?
I think what matters in just in a few years, also with the technology that we already have now, is like personalizing the whole stay for the guest. As you can see out there, you have the Schindler elevator, so if you use your card, then it knows your preference, what floor you might want to go on, what kind of food you eat, and so on. I think data is king the next coming years. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And Dominic, your view of the hospitality in 40 years or 30 years?
Yeah, hopefully all the non-value add back of house will be fully robotized, digitized, made very smart with AI, and hopefully the accountant will be replaced also.
Thank you for the statement. So then we are finished. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for the great panel with you guys, and thank you.